Hey, Walter. Good afternoon. John Cow with Local Splash. First and foremost, how's the health situation? Everything okay?
Well, I was in the emergency room this morning at 1 o'clock, and they got me stabilized and got out at about 3:30. I'm just sitting here with my wife feeding the dogs. Explain to me the timeline and the money. So if I gave you $350 today, what does that encompass? And then how fast do we go live?
Great questions. That's why I was reaching out to, because when I talked to Mark, he said, I want to leave the final ball in Walter's court. So basically it's 7 to 14 days. Your website, if you want us to do a refresh on your website, because when I spoke with Mark, he did mention the website you have. He's not even sure if you still have rights to the domain. So is that still your domain?
Oh, yeah, he does have it, I'm pretty sure, and he better, because that's part of his job description. If he doesn't, I'd be pretty upset, but I'll double-check that.
So right now, when he and I spoke, we were ended like this. We will keep your domain as is, meaning we will go ahead and use that same domain as long as you have access to it. But if we find out by Monday you guys don't have access to it, it won't be a problem, because I still found your domain, meaning we can still capture all the detail from it, like your family crest and everything like that with your logo and any of the literature you have. But the other thing I was going to mention about your situation with the domain that we can help with is that we can set it up to where it'll import most of the data there, but then it'll be a brand new domain, which won't be a problem because we'll also program your Google page to reflect the new domain. So because one thing that he found out when we were looking at the domain, a couple things aren't quite fully built out yet. It's a lot of stock photos and things like that, and stock imagery. So we can help you build one from scratch anyway, and that's what we would do. The only question is what domain to put it on, right? So we'll use whatever authentic photos you want us to include, or our own stock. If you want us to use stock, we can even use your own stock photos. And then when it comes to blurbs, we'll just have the blurbs filled out a little bit more detailed. We'll have
when you do Google, you're going to put me on all the different, you know, Google Maps, all those different sites, correct?
Yeah, correct. So, like, if someone's looking for painters, right, I'm looking for a painter near Wrightsville Beach, for example, right, as an example. So when I look for a painter near Wrightsville Beach, this is what pops up right now. So I see artist Christopher Reed, which doesn't make sense. He's not a painter like you are. But that's what pops up, right? Or impact interior and exterior painting, Two Sisters Paint, five-star painting of Wilmington. So all these guys are there. And then further down the list, I do see Wrightsville Beach Painting and Renovation. And if that's how you want us to label it, that's fine. The only challenge that you have with that listing, it says no reviews, it says contractor, right? So it's a little misguided if you want to be known to be the painter.
That's not who we are. We're a mom and pop shop, and we're a quality-oriented place. So it's misleading people to that we're just another Joe contractor.
Right, not like the expert painter or anything like that, or renovator.
I'm doing $45,000, $10 million houses, John.
Right.
I mean, I'm literally, that's the market. Do you guys do any direct marketing being male?
So we used to, but again, the Google platform is so much more effective just because,
Go into it. I just need a yes or no. That's fine. Because I have another company that I want to just do the strategic. For most of the people who have a $1 million house or more are all fucking internet savvy. So the reality is that the people that I'm trying to accomplish, what I will do is I will piggyback some direct mail through another vehicle, And I want you to get me on the front end so that when they look at our website, they see this astounding reputation and all these great referrals. And the bottom line is I have probably 150, 200 referrals of some top shelf AAA, you know, $1 million brokers, real estate people, and everybody who'll say, hire him. I have property management companies that I do $250,000 a year with that nobody even knows it.
And let me ask you this, too, Walter. You're focusing 100% on painting. Is that right?
Absolutely. But I have a secondary market, which people don't realize, is that I'm a one-stop shop. I do flooring. I do siding. I do roofing. I do all of it.
Oh, okay.
And then I also do insurance claims. So when we get into the hurricane season, I want to jump the process and upload the idea that I can process insurance claims through all the State Farms, Atlantic Insurance, all the ones for all the hurricane relief programs. So I want to be able to be ready for that. So I want to have a website that will upload for emergency management. But I'm getting a little detail right now. I'm going to get
your card
tomorrow, John. John, I'm going to believe in you. I'll get your card number tomorrow and you can run it, get it started and get me on a baseline right now to be the number one painting company in this greater area, 30 miles around. And when somebody goes painter exterior, my name comes up first. And I don't know how you're going to do that. And you just make that happen. And I have a budget of $12,000 a year that I expect. If I can make one job with you a month that pays for you, I can make it so that you can keep running this at a higher level. And I don't mind spending $500 to $1,000 a month. As long as I'm getting $10,000 for jobs.
Yeah.
So tomorrow call.
Are you able to access your email while you're resting? Again, in the next 2 minutes, are you able to access your email? I just wanted to show you one last thing. I know that you're excited about it. I just wanted to.
No, I'm done today. My wife's mad at me already.
No worries. Walter, when do you want me to call tomorrow, to be fair?
I got to go to the bank. It'll take me 9 o'clock. Give me till noon. I got two jobs to start tomorrow.
Gotcha. So, I'll give you a call at noon.
Yeah, call me right after noon. Okay.
Okay. I sent you an email whenever you want to check at it. They're just sample ads.
I'm going to give you the card number right now.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second. Let me pull this up here.
That's fine.
I just need the address, your street address. I have it on your website, but is it 8 Salisbury Street West?
Correct. Don't let me down, John. I've done this for fucking 30 years, and I swear to God, I've had so many. I missed, it's like 10% rule. That's where I spend money for nothing.
You know what's, and you know what's funny, Walter? You're what we call low-hanging fruit. You know why? You have a strong reputation in real life. You just need an online one to match it. That's so easy.
That's it. Hey, John, you're on target. I love you, babe. And I like this but I'm telling you right now, that's what I want. I need you guys to work with me. I mean, I need the marketing team. And if everything goes right, I got referral for $250,000 worth of work for a property management company next year. $250,000 just by somebody saying, don't hire anybody else, hire him.
So nice. I love referrals.
Oh, God, no. And then the one at Figure Eight, an exterior for $40,000. $10 million house. They said, don't use anybody else. He had hired painters for the last 5 years. The shit was all peeling on a house that looks like a cathedral. Anyway, it's just
oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to get into it. No. So,
no worries. Yeah. So on the card information. Yep. Ready whenever you are.
4733.
Okay.
1000.
Go ahead.
8205.
Okay.
1420. Expiration 1126. Code 530.
530.
Yep.
All right. So what I'll do, Walter, again, we're not processing anything today. Like you said, everything's going to start on the first of the month, every month.
Don't even call me. Just start it. Okay?
Well, we have to make one call for voice verification, unless you want to do this for 3 minutes right now.
Absolutely. I'm going to say to authorize it for tomorrow afternoon. I'll have the money in the account.
Okay, cool. So, all right. Well, Walter, again, appreciate your time today. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call is recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wrightsville Beach Painting.
Okay. And I have it online as Wrightsville Beach Painting and Renovation. Is that what you want?
If that's a question you should be asking, I should be asking you. I love the renovation, but I don't like the nickel dime shit. I do kitchens and baths all the time. I do some amazing bathroom renovation, but yeah, absolutely. Put the renovation on there.
Okay. So it's going to stay like how it is on Google?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then, and please state your name and title within the business.
Walter Sterling, owner.
And of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter in the screen on behalf of the business, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, Walter, appreciate your time. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you or Mark are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, you will please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide you a security question so you can either choose your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one do you prefer?
My first pet's name.
Okay, and the answer there?
Is row two.
R-O-W. Oh, row two. R-O-T-O-O, is that correct?
R-O-T, actually change that. Tika. T-H-I-K-A.
Tika, T-H-I-A-K. I mean, T-H-I, T-H-I.
Tika, like a girl. Spanish.
Yeah.
Chica.
T-H-I-K-A.
T-H-I-K-A.
K-A. Got it. Okay. And then, so just to make sure, I'm going to send you a text message one more time as we're talking. This is the 877 number, so keep a hold of that 877 number. The message is going to say, hi, Walter. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. The reason why I'm sending you that to you to your 9100 number is moving forward when we call for your onboarding call, and we'll schedule that tomorrow at some point. You can do anytime Monday. Just let me know if you want me, want Mark or you to handle that call.
I'm not sure yet. Mondays are pretty crazy for both of us. I'd rather do it on Tuesday.
Okay, can pencil it in anytime
I'll
Tuesday.
I'll let you know. I'm going to talk to Mark in a few minutes because he's coming shark fishing with me right now.
Okay, so shoot me a text message to the 877 number I just sent you one from. I want you to save that as Local Splash on your contacts, Walter, because whenever we call for onboarding, whether it's Monday or Tuesday, whatever day you choose, whether it's you or Mark, we'll be calling from the 877 number, okay?
Sounds great.
Now, again... Do you or Mark agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash when it comes to marketing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Make sure you save that, again, under your contacts. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative for Google and Facebook, you also agree to let us know should you take on any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So your payment for the initial.
I won't need anybody else because you're supposed to be the best.
That's right. That's right. We just want to advise that just in case.
I don't mind giving you more money, but you got to be the best and the baddest, you know?
Yeah, we will even at this level. You're going to be happy even at this level. Wait until you ask for more, and then we can upgrade even further. But that's next time. But for now,
let's get a baseline. I can't believe that I'm watching these guys. I've got hold on, my Labrador's having a problem getting upstairs. No, I have guys that are doing work around here that the contract. Well, it doesn't matter. I'll talk about that another day.
Okay, no worries. So last couple things. Your payment for the initial term account will be charged tomorrow, June 1st, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, Walter, being month to month, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Be sure you speak to a live representative.
That's fine. I have no reason. $250, I spent that on wine tonight. Don't worry about
right,
it.
Right, right. It's just a disclosure, right? And then finally, Walter.
No, this is great. I'm so happy you got a hold of me, John. And you finally, yeah. Finally got me to do it. And I feel so stupid that I didn't do this fucking 3 years ago.
That's okay, because you wouldn't have found this 3 years ago. You probably would have been tricked to use a bad one and have bad taste in your mouth. So we're good. So last thing is. Right. And so last thing for voice verification is to prevent charges for your next month of service if you do ever choose to cancel, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And at the last moment, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Absolutely. And if I have a reason to cancel, John, I'll call you because you're going to give me your personal information and I'll call you at home.
No. Yep, you already have my direct line here, and I have no problem giving you a cell phone number if you ever want one. Okay, that's fair.
So after hours, if I got a problem, I just want to text you and tell you that like what's up. You know,
there you go.
Believe it, John. I'm serious. If you guys can jack it up so I'm number one around here,
that's definitely the number one goal we have.
$12,000 a year. I'll put $12,000 in the company pocket. I don't know if you work on commission, but I promise you, I'd be one of your best customers.
You'll be happy with other levels. Once you get happy at this level, again, I want to earn your trust even at this level. The moment you start seeing it scale upward even at this level, then that's when I'll reach out to you, probably even as soon as maybe 1 to 2 months down the road at the most. I'll reach out to you and say, all right, Walter, this is the time that you said you want to scale up, so let me know what you want to do.
That's
and we'll talk
too
there.
Late. I want summertime. Everybody's trying to fix their houses now. I want to jump.
Right.
So if everything goes well the next month, I mean, jack it up, John. I'm serious.
Okay. All right. So I'll do that then. I'll pencil in. Right before the 4th of July, I'll say, hey, Walter, how's this first month going? And then you'll let me know, and I'll say, all right, then let's crank it.
Well, I'll be sitting there looking for me, and if I can't find me, I'll be calling you.
that's fair. So, and the only thing I ask you to do over the weekend while you're talking to Mark, make sure you get access to your Google Business profile if you don't have access to that already, and then your website. Those are the two most important things. We'll build out your Facebook page because I didn't see one yet, and then also all you have to do is share with us your personal Facebook page whenever you get your hands on that. Okay.
I don't have one, John. I don't believe in it. I want to keep my address off of
private.
Any,
for sure.
Yeah, I want my address private.
Yeah, I noticed it's on your Google profile now, but it doesn't matter because it's not promoted well. But yes, we'll make it private once we take control.
Private, trust me.
Okay, sounds good, Walter. Thanks. Well, I appreciate your time. Enjoy your Friday, and I'll at least shoot you a text message around noon on tomorrow. Before we process anything, okay?
You don't even have to text me. It'll be in there.
I know, but I have to for the sake of like, company protocol.
Process. I got it. No worries, John.
All right. Thanks so much, Walter. Have a good one now.
What's your last name, John? What's your last name?
Kyle. K-Y-L-E. I have more first names than last name.
Say it again.
K-Y-L-E. It's like the first name Kyle, but it's it happens to be my last name.
Are you German?
My dad is.
Yeah, that's a German name. Good.
Yep, yep. In Germany, it's usually a K-Y-L. It's just Kai. But in the U.S., we threw in the E.
Yeah, well, we did that when we immigrated here.
Yeah, he grew up in Kansas, and he said, yep, we needed the E to look more American.
Yeah, that's it. We were the Stirlings, and we changed our name to Sterling. And our family landed in 1698 in Plymouth, New Hampshire. And
nice.
All of our families changed their names from Stirling, which are Irish, to English Sterling. And I actually, I'm telling you history because I blow a high IQ, by the way, John. So the bottom line is, no, your dad probably taught you a lot of good things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he definitely taught me about the culture. He brought me up the right way. He's retired from the Navy, and I'm all about, just being able to, a man who can stand by his work, whether it's in sales or working with my hands. So, absolutely.
Nice. Is your dad still alive?
He passed away in 2013. He was 75. He was 44 when I was born. I'm 41 now, and I'm looking to have my first kid in a couple years. That's the game plan. And it's funny how everyone walks in the path of their parents. Like, I didn't think when I was growing up, oh, yeah, the first kid's going to be at 44. But that looks like it's really close to happening.
Nice. Well, my blessings to you. I wasn't able to have kids. I had a catastrophic injury on my balls. And I can't produce. And I finally met Susie 7 years ago. But, and I'm 58, so. Yeah, I've been around the block. I built about 3,000 houses. I was the first guy that, when the VRE came to Fredericksburg, Virginia, they wouldn't, nothing was selling. And I went to the Washington Post, and I took out a half-page ad, and you know what that cost? $5,000 a weekend.
Yeah.
And I said, let's do it. Nobody knows. And we couldn't get anybody to get to the site. And, by the third week, I was grabbing my balls because nothing had happened. We sold 3 houses a week for the rest of the year. And it was
not at all.
We went to full page by the fifth week, and we were hat tricking every week. So we were making probably $300,000 on a weekly basis. And,
wow.
Nobody believed. Yeah. So I believe in print. I believe in this internet stuff, but I'm not a man to be afraid of marketing. So, and that'll tell you me, just get it going. Cause let me tell you, one job a week will pay for you every day.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's what it's going to come down to. We'll make sure that we excel at this small level. Like I got other clients who they do different types of jobs where it's not contract jobs, it's more like cleaning jobs that are real fast. And they do ramp up and invest like $2,000-$3,000 a month, but it's because they just need tons of volume, right? In your case, we can just do some strategic marketing to where we grow your radius if you want to, or grow your reach or grow your frequency without really pushing it too crazy to where it's like a ridiculous volume. So, you know, unless you want to start onboarding other crews.
This is what I want to do is that I want to put two of my best friends. One is an incredible Italian marble guy, and I want to add him to the list as far as kitchen and bathroom renovation. So we have a stepstone. I might be doing in the next 3 weeks if everything goes well and I start to get something. And the reason, the question is, how do I receive the input from customers? Do I receive it by email?
So basically, here's how it works. I mean, basically, we're going to promote your phone number out there. Now, not this weird number that we had in the past, the 773-3249. I know that's an Angie's number. We're going to promote 471-9100. And what we do is we will set up a tracking number similar to Angie's, but the calls are going to go straight through to you. There's no weird announcement of press 5 to connect to the business. Like that's like weird, right, for a consumer. So calls go straight to you. You can recognize the phone number the calls are coming in from. Everything is connected to 9100, but we do have a tracking number, so the number looks slightly different, similar to what you have with Angie's, where it looks slightly different online. The only reason why we do that is so you can hold us accountable, Walter. We want to be able to tell you, we got 30 calls going through to you this last month as an example, and you can see that, right? You can see exactly that because the data you can have in real time, where whether it's you or Mark managing it, you're going to have real time access to all analytics, including call volume.
As long as I'm getting the phone calls, I know. And then I'll ask you something else. Is there a well, we'll talk about that later. You have a good evening, John. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, you do the same, Walter. And just remember, ask Mark when you want to have the marketing call on Monday or Tuesday, and just text me or call me to let me know when, okay?
I'll be with them. Okay?
All right, great. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Hey, have a great
have
night,
a great
John.
One.
Thanks so much.
Hey, you too. Enjoy your weekend. All right, bye-bye.
I'm really looking forward to this. I am.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you for doing it. And again, we definitely look to earn businesses very quickly. So we hope we knock your socks off.
Oh, well, that's what I'm looking for.
Cool.
Cause that's
all right, Walter.
Have a great night, John.
Hey, you do the same. Bye-bye now. Get well soon.
Bye.